We, the United States, a country full of history and heroes, have left a grand mark on the world. Our country's men and women have given immeasurable sacrifice, spilling their blood in the seas, on the shores, fields, forests, the skies of places far from home. Blood spilled in the name of others, and in the name of us, the forever grateful American people. Our many great politicians, engineers, artists, scientists, and our beloved servicemen and women have left a legacy of hope and prosperity for all men and women of good heart. On a worldly scale, we are often considered a young country compared to others, but yet we have done so much in our few hundred years in the world. We explored, dared, did things that no others had done in this world before. We pioneered industry, we invented the electric motor, traveled westward from our roots, only to be stopped by the ocean. We created the modern system of democracy that has become a model for new nations. While others built outward, we built skyscrapers. In 1903, we first took to the skies with primitive machines, and in 1969, only 66 years from an aircraft made of wood and fabric, we sent our people to the moon in rockets nearly 400 feet tall, a testament to our great will and our innovation. There on the moon, we planted our flag as a symbol of everything that our great nation stands for. We created our own culture. We have given the world music, innovation, hope. We created a model for giving people the opportunity to be and do all they can in their lives. Yes, we are a nation of immigrants, a nation of people coming from all around the world, our ancestors full of ideas and hopes. And it was the American dream, the opportunity given to us by this great nation that has allowed these men and women to accomplish so much in such a short time. As I said, and I must say again, we have left our mark on the world and left behind a colossal legacy of virtue. Our history is rich, and there are moments where we may, at times, did not do the best of things. Were there hardships in our past few hundred years, brought on by not only others, but at times even ourselves? Of course there were. But should we discredit everything that we have achieved and accomplished because of the times that we may not be proud of? Absolutely not. We do not forget. We remember those times, and we smile, knowing that we are a better nation than we were yesterday. That we did not give up on ourselves, but we moved on and upward, doing everything in our power and with the strength of our hearts to accomplish something better. That is the legacy we have left for our children, and they will be the builders of a better America. Everything we have done has led us to become the great nation that we are now. But we must ask ourselves, what will we be tomorrow? We have already accomplished much, but the story of our great nation is not yet finished. And now, we ask ourselves, what shall our future be? We should, and we most certainly shall, go farther than we ever have before. We'll continue to find pride in the things we have already done, our scientific achievements, our culture, the creation of the most powerful military to ever walk the face of the earth, giving people more opportunities than any have ever had in history. We'll let these achievements give us pride and strength in braving this new world. We will go farther than the moon. We will continue to create opportunity for all men and women, and we shall continue to be a model for the rest of the world to follow. We will keep on going, so that 100 years from now, we can find pride in all the accomplishments we make today and tomorrow, and pave the way for an even better and greater America than the one we were born in. The world goes on, entering a new age, new opportunities for science, literature, art, culture, everything that we hold dear. And once again, we can be the leaders of this new path the world follows, leading it to accomplishments that to our ancestors and forefathers seemed impossible. That is our hope for the future of this great nation, the United States of America.